Hillsborough County Commissioners took the first step today towards approving video cameras to be placed at certain traffic intersections to nab motorists who drive through red lights. A motion by Commission Chair Ken Hagan will have the county's legal department review a proposed ordinance that supporters say will not cost taxpayers any money.
In a nutshell, what this program does is it uses automatic cameras to enforce red light violations. It is shown to significantly reduce vehicle crashes at intersections. What it does is it changes the behavior of drivers. It's a civil infraction, not criminal, similar to a parking ticket. It will cost no taxpayer dollars. It's a self-funding program.
Two officials from the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department then made a presentation to the commissioners. A Corporal Rodriguez recited statistics from New York and Philadelphia after they began installing such cameras.
From 1994 to 2005, there's been a 73% reduction in violations. This is a sustained reduction. It not only deters the driving behavior, it actually changes the driving behavior. In our opinion, makes the roads a lot safer. Philadelphia also adopted this program in March of 2005. From March of 2005 to July of 2006, there was a 72% reduction in violations.
More cities have adopted such cameras in Florida, like Orlando and Apopka. Corporal Rodriguez said if the county approves such an ordinance, there would be a community outreach program presented to alert citizens about the cameras.
Before the program is begun, there will be a series of public service announcements that will go over TV, radio, even the slides at the theaters, just to get the information out there to the public. And for the first month, or even longer if the board determines necessary, rather than issue the citations, the people will get the same violation notice in the mail and something effective that this is just a warning this time. They're in that grace period. So we'll give them at least 30 days to implement the program, get people used to it, to know that these cameras are out there.
Once it is up and running, the cameras would capture video of a car as it passes through a red light. That information would then be sent to computers and reproduced as still photos. Deputies would view each photo before the violation notices were sent out. Drivers would be able to go online to check the video and pay using a credit card or go to court to challenge the ticket. The ordinance is being vetted by the county's legal department, as it probably should be. In 2005, then-Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist issued an opinion that said that cities and counties can only issue warnings, not tickets, when using cameras at intersections. County Attorney Renee Lee said violators will theoretically not be affected negatively on their insurance premiums.
It is not part of the state law regarding uniform traffic violations. It would be a local county ordinance, and we're not allowed to put points on the driver's.
Right. But Commissioner Jim Norman questioned Lee on why insurance companies would not be able to learn about motorists who repeatedly get cited on camera for running red lights.
It seems to me that there would be some penalties to, and probably rightly so, to insurance carriers of auto insurance if there's a database somewhere and they have 50 drivers out there that are serial violators. They have no access to any of this information.
I think they would, Commissioner. I think it would all be public information, as police reports are, tickets and everything.
See, you know, when y'all say there's no impact to points or this or whatever, there could be.
Commissioner Hagan and others said the program would be worth it for the public safety interests. They also say it will pay for itself. With the monetary fines that motors would be hit with, the county would also see some of that money. Clerk of the court Pat Frank said she thought the concept appeared sound, but would probably be a bit more complex to implement than the Hillsborough Sheriff Department officials made it seem.
Procedurally, there are questions. Nothing that couldn't be worked out, but it's not as simple as it sounds. And before going to the county attorney, which of course is necessary to do to draft the ordinance, I'd rather have an opportunity to sit down with representatives and walk through some of the problems that we might see.
Right.
And see if we could resolve those.
The idea was something that, in general, most of the county commissioners seemed to be in support of. Both Mark Sharp and Brian Blair said the cameras would work as a needed deterrent, including for themselves.
I do believe that red light violations in Hillsborough County is an epidemic. And I'm not just pointing the finger at other citizens. I myself sometimes look for that long yellow. And I've tried to consciously tell myself I've got to stop. And so I've begun to focus on not running the red, but now I'm going to have a little extra incentive because I'm sure none of us will want to be embarrassed with a picture.
We've all probably run a red light sometime in our life, and I think it'll bring a lot more. It'll bring awareness to everybody as they're approaching that yellow light now, and we always have to take public safety as one of our first concerns, very top of the list.